goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black.
Strange things are happening on the British group scene at the moment. New people are introducing new sounds and ideas, and we're just about to pass some of them on to you.
Okay, you might notice I'm a little bit tardy today. I apologize. I may have made a couple of minor miscalculations. And then when I got to campus, the parking lots were blocked off because of a concert that's going to take place several hours from now. And then I got to the station and my laptop wouldn't boot up. But we're here. And the way that it is the way it always was. It's the Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Mike the Distortionist. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Luckily, we had a 10-minute song we could just drop from the playlist pretty easily to make up for lost time. Don't worry, it's nothing you haven't heard before. Mind Flowers by Ultimate Spinach. I've played it a few times, and I just wanted to hear it again. So I ended up listening to it on the way over here. And I recommend that you do the same, but at another time. Because right now, we got bigger fish to fry. And you know what that means. We're gonna need a bigger basket. You just heard the Downliners Sect. The song was called Spider. It was the B-side of their 7-inch EP release, White Caterpillar, with Garageland Records. And that was released only in Sweden, but the band was from the UK, active from the years 1963 to 1967. Yes, indeed. Coming up, we got more music up until 12 o'clock. So sit back, relax, do whatever it is you do. Let the fuzz wash over you. We're going to hear Your Day Has Come by Mike Alexander and the Visions. This was a 1967 single on Richie, a band from Wilmington, Delaware. And we're going to hear quite a few bands from Wilmington, Delaware today for some reason. Weirdly, they just had a good amount of bands that made singles in the 60s. A couple of the bands are connected, particularly the Enfields, which became another group that we'll talk about later. I can't remember the name of the second group off the top of my head. But after Mike Alexander and the Visions, we're going to hear the Treacle with their song Stop and Get a Hold of Yourself. This band was also known as The Rats, and the single was released in 1995 on 10th Planet. They were from Hull, England, but the song was recorded sometime during 1965 or perhaps in the years following. Then Lemon Fog, a group we've heard from before, with their song Echoes of Time, 1967 on Orbit. They were from Houston. Two songs from Lemon Fog. The second one's called The Prisoner, a 1968 B-side of Day by Day, also on Orbit. And then we're going to hear a song by a group called The Poppers called Think I Care, 1967 on Verve. And we've heard this group before. You may remember me mentioning them as being contemporaries of the Guess Who, both Canadian bands who jumped on the British invasion wave and hit some success there. There will be a playlist up at the end of the show if you want to scrutinize the song list. But for now, here's Mike Alexander and the Visions, Your Day Has Come, 1967. Thank you, thank you.
Together, oh, later. seem touching you. Echoes of time echoes through my mind. A memory, which you just out of reach for me. We'll be right back.
talking down other people. Knocking things you know you should not. You say you got 1 hour. Ooh, just to pass with me the time. Then you go meet somebody, baby. Who's just dropping you a line. You ain't tough, baby. No, not so much to me. He ain't tough, baby. There's other fishes in the sea. Wow, baby. You're not the queen of Egypt. You're not the ruler of the Nile. You'll never be the queen of Sheba. You're not worth my while. You might try to find some baby for any size amount. But you don't impress nobody, baby, with your mother's charge account. You ain't tough, baby. No, not so much to me. You ain't tough, baby.
That was Lindy Blasky and the Lavelles with their song You Ain't Tough. It was a 1966 single on Space Records, and a good one. This band was from Albuquerque. We're going to hear another band from Albuquerque later. Who they are is not at the top of my head, but we'll get to them, and I'll let you know. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Bow Street Runners with their song American Talkin' Blues. This is more of a straightforward blues rock kind of track, 1970 off the self-titled debut album Bow Street Runners on BT Puppy Records. They were from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Following that, a band called The Gants, G-A-N-T-S. And there was two groups called The Gants, one from Mississippi and this one from Fremont, California. This song is called Look at the Sun. It appeared in the compilation You Got Ours, East Bay Garage from 1965 to 1967. That was released with Big Beat Records in 2007. Another heavy hitter label for us on the fuzz, especially with re-releases. Following that, we're going to hear from MC5, a legendary proto-punk band from Detroit. You probably know them for Kick Out the Jams. We're going to hear a live version of their song Human Being Lawnmower, recorded on New Year's Day in Michigan in the year 1970. Then Sweet Smoke with their song Morning Dew, the 1968 single on Janji Records. The band originally was known as The Tracers and were from Minot, North Dakota. I'm assuming that's how you say that, M-I-N-O-T, Minot, North Dakota. But relocated to Fort Worth, Texas, and became Sweet Smoke. And I'm pretty sure we've heard from this band before as well. So we're going to get into like a little heavier kind of rock and roll stuff going into this with Sweet Smoke and with MC5. Later we're going to hear from Small Faces, but we'll come back to the classic garage stuff. We got a garage heavy episode for you today, and a banger at that. Yes, just for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Here's American Talkin' Blues with Bow Street Runners. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, I'll catch you on the hibbity flip side. We'll be right back.
working, talking,
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. The only kind of stuff we play here on The Fuzz, frankly, I'll say it. I'll be a little bit braggadocious. Is that the word? That was a song called Wow by The Front Office. So I guess you can see kind of the feeling they're trying to leave you with. They want you to go, wow, just like Whataburger wants you to go, Whataburger. The Front Office wants you to go, wow. I think The Front Office is like where they send you when you get sick in the middle of class when you're like in fourth grade. That's not even that funny. This group is kind of hard to find information on. There's another project called The Front Desk that every time I tried to look into The Front Office, I kept seeing stuff about The Front Desk. But I was able to determine that they were from San Jose in California. This song, Wow, was the B-side to their 1967 single called Girl on the label Midji, M-I-J-J-I. And this song also featured on the Psychedelic Unknowns compilation, Volume 6, in 1998 with Scrap Records. And that's a pretty good comp series right there. Not quite as much garage, but more just psychedelic rock and acid rock. Pretty good stuff. Coming up, we got a song called Long Ago and Worlds Apart by Small Faces. This band was from England. The track came out in 1968. Small Faces, I mean, I wish I had more notes on this. I don't know why I didn't write down anything about them, but I know they're significant, and I know they had members of future bigger bands. The release that this song featured on is called Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, whatever that means. Then we're going to hear from the Brogues with their song Don't Shoot Me Down, 1965 single on Challenge. This was a garage rock band from Merced, California, active during the years 1964 and 1965. Then we got Lenoble from Quebec with their song Something Else. This track featured on another Psychedelic Unknowns comp, Volume 2, in the late 70s, and the track was recorded in 1965. Then we're going to hear from Tony Mann and the Lions, the song Don't Seduce Me, 1968 on Ideal Records, a freak beat band from Belgium. I think we're hearing a few bands from Belgium today, and a few bands from Canada, including The Deuces. After Tony Mann and the Lions, we're going to hear The Deuces with their song You Gotta Try, a 1966 single on a label called Sir John A. This group formed in 1964 from a small town outside of Ottawa. Hope you're enjoying the show, you know? It's almost 11 o'clock here in the capital city. 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge is what you're listening to. This show's called The Fuzz, in case you forgot, or in case you just got here and you're like, wow, what is going on? I need to know. Well, just stick around. Here's Long Ago and Worlds Apart by Small Faces.
Time's gone by so quiet. trying to please. Now bring a dog crying woman, the way you brought me to my knees. Yeah, I was really hung on you, child, and I believed you when you said you wouldn't play games. I keep hoping, but all you pretty women turn out to be just the same.
Don't shoot me down.
get some things and none of them were cheap. But love you never had, cause you would not compete. You've gotta try hard, woman. You've gotta try. You've gotta try hard, woman. You've gotta try. And now you're older and your fantasies are past. For body and for soul, the plaster is now cast. If you want love, you better make your move, but fast. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try. Listen to me, lady, if you want to live a life of love, you'll find you're gonna have to give. And so when love is there, you'll find you start to live. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try. You gotta try hard, woman. You gotta try.
Two, three, four.
There we go, the Enfields, another one of those groups from Wilmington, Delaware, that I mentioned we were going to hear about earlier. That song's called She Already Has Somebody. It was the A-side to a song called I'm For Things You Do that released in 1966 on Richie. And this band was central to the band was a guy named Ted Munda. And he would also go on to be in a group called Friends of the Family that formed out of the demise of the Enfields and features two members of another band called the Turfs from Wilmington. I'm For Things You Do is a song we've heard on this show. One of my favorite songs probably that's made it to the fuzz. And one of the first real garage rock tunes I heard that wasn't just the Seeds or the Sonics. There is a YouTuber named Modelo, and he makes garage rock compilations, and that was the first song on his first compilation that I found back in high school, late one night. There's a pretty awesome garage rock, psychedelic, freak beat community on YouTube. People making lots of cool video edits to see some of these songs and stuff. It's a pretty neat rabbit hole to get into. We're a little over halfway through the show here. I hope you're enjoying. We got some more music. Would You Believe? That's the name of the song coming up by the Togas. Would You Believe? It was the B-side to their 1966 single There She Goes on Challenge. The Togas, also known as Chris Morgan and the Togas from Long Beach, California. Then we're going to hear You Can't Stay by Villagers, a 1967 single on Volume. This was a group from Florida that featured a guy named Cliff Ellis, who went on to be a basketball coach for Coastal Carolina University. Similarly, I saw Barry Switzer at a Mexican restaurant in Norman, Oklahoma a couple weeks ago. You guys, I don't know, might be interested to hear that. He was sitting adjacent to me drinking his coffee. After that, after the Villagers, we're going to hear the Human Expression, known for their song Every Night. This time we're listening to Following Me. It was a single unreleased until the year 2013 when it appeared on Change Records. Another song by this band is Love at Psychedelic Velocity. I believe we've heard both of those songs. They were from Orange County, California. And then we're going to hear Crystal Chandelier with their song Setting of Despair, 1968 single on United Artists Records. They were from Rhode Island. I think someone might have called in earlier and I missed it. I'm sorry. If you call back, I promise I'll answer. This thing doesn't ring. It only blinks. And I have to check my periphery to catch it if I'm working on something. 225-578-5578 is the phone number if you aren't the person who called but want to call in. Otherwise, here's some more music. This song's called Would You Believe by the Togas.
Soon I'll die. Standing on a mountain, looking at the world below. This pain in my heart continues to grow. My grave, I'll be lying.
in my life. Can I find a place to hide? Would you believe battered? Would you believe my heart is shattered? Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe, baby? Would you believe? Would you believe? Love is dead.
Listen now to Moyler. Look at love wherever it
That was Ode to the Wind by Danny and the Counts. And the wind is something that has inspired a couple of tunes. Namely, there's another song called Tune for the Wind God by Minutemen, one of my favorite bands of all time. And I remember showing my buddy Zach in high school their album, Double Nickels on the Dime. And when it got to Tune for the Wind God, he sort of woke up and realized, like, whoa, these guys are kind of, they're kind of doing something right now. But we're not here to talk about the Minutemen, although I do like to squeeze them in. That was Danny and the Counts with their song Ode to the Wind. It was the B-side to their 1966 single You Need Love on Coronado Records. They were from El Paso. Coming up, we're going to hear from a group called The Dogs. This song's called Don't Try to Help Me. It was a 1967 single on Treasure. They were from Pennsylvania. Then, Friends of the Family, Ted Munda's band that I mentioned earlier, from the Enfields. The song's called Jello Lights. This group, I mentioned earlier, formed after the demise of the Enfields and features two members of another group called The Turfs. This single was recorded in Pennsylvania, despite the group originating in Wilmington, Delaware, and released with Smash Records in 1968. Then we're going to hear I Cried by The Chains, a band also from Pennsylvania, McKeesport, and featured members from future groups such as the Fantastic DJs and the Swamp Rats. Swamp Rats, we've definitely mentioned on the show before. I don't know if we've heard any of their music, though. This song, I Cried, was recorded sometime during the 60s, but was not released till officially in 2013 on a mini LP with Old Days. But it featured, 2022, apologies, on a mini LP with Old Days Records. But it also featured on some unofficial comps in 2003 and 2004. Then we're going to hear The Choir with their song In Love's Shadow. This was a band from Mentor, Ohio, originally known as The Mods. They were active from 1966 until 1969. I hope you're enjoying the show. The playlist is up if you want to look at the songs we're listening to today. I know I give you a lot of information, and it can be hard to absorb everything. And I know that because I've listened to myself and other shows, and I'm surprised at how quickly I'll forget the name of a song right after the DJ mentions it. So the playlist is up. You can go on the LSU Reveille website and navigate to the KLSU section, and you'll see The Fuzz in big red letters. Otherwise, feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what songs you want to hear. I believe next week actually is the day before Easter, and so I like to do a little psych folk kind of episode, acid folk episode for Easter. So we might not be quite as fuzzy, but we'll get pretty psychedelic. Anyway, here's The Dogs. Don't Try to Help Me.
I'm knew it's only a friend that's making me cry. Girl, I can see that you really never truly love me. And now because of my foolish pride, once more I'm a son and hand in the shadows. I didn't know you played this game before. Now we can never be the same anymore. Girl, now I know that you wanted me just for show. And now
A Someday Fool is the name of the song by a group called The Escorts, also known as MG and The Escorts. This single, released originally in 1967 on Rio, but featured again on the compilation Nightmares from the Underworld, Volume 1, Canadian Punk. This came out in 1983 with AGNC Records, but again, originally in 1967. I think that might be the last of the Canadian bands we're hearing today. But we have another group from Wilmington, another group from Albuquerque, and another group from Belgium. That's just kind of how things shook out this week, you know, when I was collecting music. This is the last talk break of the episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, the playlist is up. You can navigate to the LSU Reveille website and go to the KLSU section. You'll see The Fuzz, March 28th, 2026. By Mike the Distortionist up there. You can look at all the music we played. Next week is Easter, or the day before Easter. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. April 4th. So I'll be doing a little psych folk kind of episode. The joke I made last year was that on Easter, the fuzz refers not to distortion, but that of a white rabbit or a lightly bearded gnome. So I like to do that little acid folk, psych folk kind of theme on Easter. Yeah. Let me know if you have any recommendations for that. 225-578-5578. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to chit-chat. That's okay, too. We can chittle-chattle. Yeah. Coming up is a group called The Carpetbaggers with their song The Fire I Feel, a 1966 single on Trig Associates. This group was from Walnut Creek. Then The Stairways from Wilmington, Delaware, just like the Enfields and just like Friends of the Family and just like Mike Alexander and the Visions. This single, The Fire I Feel, This single, Don't You Care, by The Stairways, came out in 1966 on Richie, and we heard from Richie quite a few times today. Then we're going to hear The Creation with their song No Silver Bird, 1968 single on Centurion. They were from Albuquerque, formed by brothers Al and Mike O'Donnell. Al from Albuquerque. Then we're going to hear Hip Hip Hooray by The Snapshots, 1968 as well, on Disc Vogue. Another group from Belgium, and then finally Last Time Around by the Del Vets, a 1966 single on Dunwich, a heavy hitter label for the Fuzz, a Chicago area label. This band later became known as Pride and Joy, and of course they were from Chicago. I hope you enjoyed the show. We got about 12 minutes left. Here's The Carpetbaggers with The Fire I Feel, and I'll see you next week. The day before Easter.
There's something on my mind that has to be defined. At times it seems so clear when you are very near. The fire I feel inside, the urge I cannot hide. I've tried and tried and tried, and wondered why. Something I can feel, I know it's really real. What it does, wish I knew what it was.
She's the best, yeah.